scientists who want to.
My team is ready. You all ready? Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the City of Atlanta's July 20, 2016 issue, if you will, of the License Review Board. My name is Joy Barnes. I'm the chair of your board. And my colleagues will introduce themselves, starting at my far right.
Janelle Thomas, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Byron Amos.
Will Lobb.
Priscilla Carter, good evening.
And again, good evening, all. I'm Detective Miles, and welcome to the July 20th, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board. Before we begin, we'd like you to place all your electronic devices in the silent mode so it does not interfere with the recording equipment. In advance, your cooperation is greatly appreciated. Before we begin, we'd like to read the holdover list, beginning with item 8. Beginning with item 8, the application of Raw Sushi Atlanta Midtown Corporation, doing business Raw Sushi, Sakanya S. Sakru, agent. Also, item 9, which is the application of Paul Hendricks LLC, doing business Paul Hendricks, Jamie L. Russell, agent. And that's just a duplicate. We also have item 16 that's going to be the same application. Also being held is item 11 and 12, which are the applications of Lean Motorsports Incorporated, doing business Lean Motorsports, Leonardo Introza, agent. Also note item 13 and 14, which is the application of Luca LLC, doing business Cabo Cantina, formerly Buckhead Tavern, Ocon Ozateri, agent. Also item 15, which is the application of the Factory Bar and Grill, LLC, doing business as the Factory Bar and Grill, Damon L. Scott, agent. Also being held is item 17, the application of Slater Park, LLC, doing business as 9 Mile Station, Kelvin Slater, agent. Also item 18, which is the application of Twisted Kitchen, LLC, doing business as Twisted Kitchen, Michael Cohen, agent. Also note item 21, which is the application of A&M Aria LLC, doing business as Family Food Mart, Rizwan Khan, agent. Also note item 23, which is the 23, which is the application of Taringo Zalik LLC, doing business as Fair Street Food Market, Supermarket, Taringo Glass, agent. Also notes item 24, 25, and 26 are all the applications of Masquerade Incorporated, doing business as Masquerade, Brian McNamara, agent. Last but not least, item 27, which is the application of Jew Fit, LLC, doing business as Jew Fit, Robert Jewell, agent. Before we begin, the board is going to make a motion or a recommendation to hear the consent agenda.
Take number 3.
Yes.
I move we hear the consent agenda with the removal of item number 3.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? The consent agenda is passed with the exception of item 3. Those of you in that consent agenda, feel free to be excused. And close the door behind you, please.
When your name is called, kindly approach the podium, state your name, your residential address, and the county in which you reside. If you're going to be represented by an attorney, the spelling of the last name. With that being said, we'll move to the item number 3 on the consent agenda, which is the application of Someone Cares Incorporated of Atlanta, doing business as a 7th annual Pride event, Christina Tran, agent. This license request to operate a nonprofit special event, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise Friday, September 2nd from 9 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock a.m. at 440 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in the parking lot. This is a nonprofit special event, item 3.
Good evening. My name is Christina Tran. I reside at 3324 Peachtree Road, Suite 1210, Atlanta, Georgia, 30326, Fulton County.
And?
I reside at 708 Cumberland Court, Smyrna, Georgia, in Cobb County.
Ms. Higgins, you said. Ms. Higgins, thank you. Welcome, Ms. Tran, Ms. Higgins. For the 7th annual Pride event, is this a youth pride?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. And your fire, health, and building letters are still pending?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Thank you. Ms. Higgins and Ms. Tran, that just means paper chase for you, making sure that those items get to license and permits. And Ms. Tran, have you reviewed the city's ordinance for special events?
Yes, ma'am.
You remember what chapter you were in?
I don't remember.
Does Ms. Higgins remember? Okay. You'll want to review, because as agent, there are certain responsibilities that you are required to handle, and of course your name is on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The reason we pulled this, that I requested it be pulled, is because the end time is 2:30 a.m. in the parking lot. What is 448 Ralph David Abernathy?
It's a nightclub.
Which nightclub?
Rain.
Rain? Have you had an event here before?
This is actually our seventh event.
Seventh event at the same
year. Location? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, you mentioned Youth Pride in the beginning. We've actually partnered up with Youth Pride for the last 6 years, but the company is dissolved. So this is our seventh year we're teaming up with Someone Cares.
Have you had any issues? Were you there till 2:30 in the morning last year as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Were there any issues?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions or concerns?
So you're taking over. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Janelle.
Yes, I'd like to know your relationship with the neighborhood in which you're having the event and their feelings about it.
We have a great relationship with the neighborhood. We work closely with the president of Mechanicsville, and we go to their monthly NPU meeting. So we have a very close relationship with the neighborhood.
And have there been any complaints over the years that you've had this event?
Absolutely not.
Will?
But you're having this in the nightclub.
No, sir. It's actually outside in the parking lot. We it's a gated shopping, I guess, a gated, how do I say this, neighborhood shopping center.
And are you using their bartenders? Are they providing the bartenders?
Yes, sir.
And how will you police the sale of alcohol? Will you give armbands, or how will you do that?
We have wristbands.
Wristbands, I'm sorry.
So everyone coming in gets a wristband? Everyone coming in?
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone coming in?
Everyone. They get carded and they get wristbands.
What if I'm, say, 18?
Well, this is a strictly 21 and up event, so we have off-duty APD officers and as well as security checking ID.
And how many entrances into the parking lot?
We have one in, one out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Will you have any music or entertainment outside in that parking lot?
No music. It's just inside. We have music inside, but outside is just like different vendors for the event. But no music outside.
Are you hosting on the outside only, or both outside and inside?
Outside and inside.
So both locations, okay.
But the music is only inside.
Thank you.
The concerns? Let's have a recommendation.
I move we approve and send it over to the mayor.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any nays? Ms. Tran, Ms. Higgins, thank you very much. We'll recommend favorably to the mayor. Best of luck. Thank you.
Item 10, the application of Octane Coffee Company, LLC, doing business Octane Coffee Bar Art Center, Diane Riffle, agent. License request to operate a restaurant, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 1280 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Suite 100A. This is an old applicant at a new location. Item 10. Permission to recall.
If you'll excuse us one moment, please. Yes. Our new member is arriving. We don't accept excuses, I'll tell you. No, come over here. Excuse us. Will you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, everyone. I'm Michonne Williams, and I, as she said, Joy said, I'm new to the board, so thank you.
You're very welcome, and your package is under there. Priscilla will help you. Okay, thank you. Let's move.
Item 5, the application of Tanithia Renee Robinson, license request to operate as a bond person in the city of Atlanta for a second chance bail bonds at 976 Jefferson Street, Suite A. This is the application for a bonds person. Item 5.
Robinson, 565 Well Street. Down on all of them. 312.
Good evening, Ms. Robinson. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is this your first time applying as a bonds person? What other venue might you have applied? You're Fulton County? Will you be working both venues? Okay, so you have experience there. What ordinance did you study?
Chapter 30.
Thank you. Is that a question? Or?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. Colleagues, question for Ms. Robinson. Experience from Fulton County, but new to the city of Atlanta.
Ms. Robinson, what made you decide to move to Atlanta?
Branching off to serve different areas.
And tell me, what's the most difficult task you have as a bonds person?
Right now, unable to sign bonds in the city of Atlanta, and we receive many calls for the city of Atlanta.
Other questions, concerns? Do I have a recommendation?
I recommend that we send her application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Ms. Robinson will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Item 6, the application of Shaquila Priester, license request to operate as a bond person in the city of Atlanta for a second chance bail bonds at 976 Jefferson Street, Suite A. This is also an application for a bond person. Item 6.
Good evening. My name is Shaquila Priester, 411 Maxim Road, Suite 400-1009, Austin, Georgia, 30168, Cobb County.
Good evening, Ms. Priester.
Good evening.
You heard your colleague questions before. Oh, and you've been joined by some. Excuse me, I noticed that they come, the cheerleading squad with the T-shirts on. That's very nice.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Second chance. And Ms. Priester, have you reviewed and understood the ordinance?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Questions, colleagues?
Ms. Priester, if I were to come to your gym, how would you keep me safe from myself?
If you were to come where?
To your gym. What would you do to make sure that?
No, this is bail bonds.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Quite all right.
What made you decide to become a bail person?
I took up criminal justice in my bachelor's degree, and I enjoyed it, and it gives me an opportunity to experience different people from different segments of the world, different things, and I just like working with different people.
Other questions?
Can you describe your experience being a bail bondsman?
Yes, ma'am. I've experienced dealing with people who actually don't have anyone to help them out. They're called from the jail, and they have us call 5 different people, and nobody is really willing to help them. So it's an experience, like, just realizing and being grateful for the people that you do have in your corner, because some people really don't have anybody, and this job has allowed me to realize that.
Motion?
Please.
Did we send a favorable to the mayor's office?
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections? Ms. Priester, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Item 7, the application of Lucius Robinson, license request to operate as a bonds person in the city of Atlanta for a second chance bail bonds company located at 976 Jefferson Street, Suite A. This is also an application for a bonds person. Item 7.
Lucius Robinson.
Address. Into the microphone. It'll move up to you. You can move it up.
My name is Lucius Robinson. Address 435 Celebration Court, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code 30331, Fulton County.
Welcome, Mr. Robinson. Have you reviewed the city's ordinance for bails, bonds, persons?
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter
30.
Thank you. Questions, colleagues?
Yes. One of the most difficult things for persons that have bailed out of, that you've bailed out of jail?
Most difficult?
For the person that you've bailed out, some of the challenges that they may encounter.
Getting their court dates on time.
What's your experience as being, do you have any prior experience as a bail bondsman?
No.
Do you have any prior experience as a bail bondsman?
Yes, ma'am. I've been working for the company since 2014.
In what role or what capacity? In what role or capacity?
As a bonds runner and a bondsman for Fulton County.
Okay, for Fulton County.
Okay, also Fulton County, so this is your first time for the city of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Other questions, concerns?
Do you expect any differences or any additional challenges or different challenges in the city than you had in the county?
No, ma'am. I mean, I feel every bond is all the same. I mean, if it goes bad, we have to pay judgment on it. So as long as we keep the defendants or the clients with their court dates, it shouldn't be no problem.
Yes, this may not be in your scope of services of work, but by the name having a second chance, by any chance you engage social services to actually offer a second chance to the people that you actually bond out would be nice. So just something to think about down the line. Okay.
Recommendation?
I move to approve. This ain't forward with to the mayor. But a favorable recommendation. There
Thank
we go.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any nays? Mr. Robinson, step back, please, while I finish my spiel here. We will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Item 10, the application of Octane Coffee Company, LLC, doing business Octane Coffee Bar Art Center, Diane Riffle, agent. License request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 1280 Peachtree Street Northeast, Suite 100A. This is an old applicant at a new location. Item 10.
She's not here.
Okay. Second time. Moving on to item
7.
15. No, I'm sorry. 15.
16.
Oh, we just.
I'm 19. Sorry.
We just finished.
Item 19. The application of Gusto 2 LLC, doing business as Gusto Ponce Nathan Hibble, agent. License request to operate a restaurant with beer and wine consumed on premise at 782 Ponce de Leon Avenue. This is a new applicant at an old location. Item 19. I'm 16. Okay.
Oh.
Good evening. I think you walked in a little bit late.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. State your name and home address and the county in which the residence resides.
Nate Hibble, 838 Monroe Drive, Northeast, Apartment 1, Atlanta, Georgia, 30308, Fulton County.
Good evening, Mr. Hibble. Gusto Ponce.
Gusto.
Okay. Mr. Hibble attended NPUF, as in Frank, and met with their approval. And Mr. Hibble, are you new to agency for a business?
We have Augusta One on Peachtree. It's carbon copy of that. It's just in a different location.
Oh, good. And you're the agent for
yes, ma'am.
That location as well. Great. Have you ever had any issues there?
No, ma'am. Beer and wine is not a big part of our model. It's just a small convenience we offer our customer base, and being on Ponce, we think it makes sense to have beer and wine. And we at Peachtree, across the street from Piedmont Hospital, Gusto One, never had an issue. We ID everyone, and safety is our number one concern.
Great, thank you. And have you kept up to date with the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Which chapter do you most study?
That's a tough one.
It is?
I just read through it all.
You read through it all. Okay. So you're familiar with the most important section for your business.
Most important section for my business is ensuring that we serve the appropriate group of folks, and that is folks of age.
And when is your last service of alcohol?
Our last service?
What time?
Oh, we close at 10 on Ponce.
Oh, so you close at 10 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. We're not even close to being a bar or anything. It's a minor part of our service.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Hibble. Questions, colleagues?
So you are the owner, agent, and operator.
Yes, sir.
One-man show.
Manager. You have a vested interest in making sure that you stick to the principles of Chapter 10.
Well, it's a big deal, and I have a large obligation to see that we're operating 100% all the time at both spots. And like I said, small selection of canned beer and wine.
You have plenty of experience, certainly. I'm just looking at page 11 here.
Yes, ma'am. I've run a bunch of different things in preparation for doing my own, and none of them were really bar-related, but just a small offering. And we are going to have a patio, but it is fully enclosed. We don't offer service. You know, it's counter service.
Thank you, colleagues. Any other questions or concerns? Recommendation, please.
I recommend we approve and send it forward to the mayor.
A second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Hibble, we'll move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Going back to item 16, the application of Poor Hendricks, LLC, doing business Poor Hendricks, Jamie L. Russell, agent. License request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 2371 Jose L. Williams Drive, Building B. This is a new applicant at a new location. Item 16.
Hi, I'm Jamie Russell, 1416 Fisher Road, Atlanta 30316, and that's Fulton County.
Good evening, Ms. Russell. Poor Hendricks, what is that?
Actually named after our rescue dog. He was really sick all the time when he was younger. He has an autoimmune disease, and so when people would ask about how's he doing, and we would give them an update, their response was always, "Oh, poor
Hendricks." Okay. I'm so glad I asked. Okay. Ms. Russell, your fire, health, and building letters are still pending?
That is correct.
Thank you. And Ms. Russell attended NPUO and met with their approval. And I noticed that, are you still at Georgia State?
I am. My last day is August 1st.
Oh, great. Congratulations. Okay. And have you studied the city's ordinance?
I have.
Thank you very much. Questions, colleagues?
Yes. Tell me how you plan to be a good neighbor.
I plan to be very involved in the community and participate in neighborhood events such as the Kirkwood Fling and the East Lake Tour of Homes. We'll also be very respectful of our neighbors in terms of noise levels and keeping our property clean.
And what will you do to prevent any underage sales?
We'll make sure all of our staff is trained to ID every person that orders alcohol.
Will you be using TIPS or SafeServe?
I'm sorry?
Will you be using TIPS training or SafeServe? There are services that provide training to servers.
I think SafeServe.
SafeServe. This is your first foray into the hospitality world.
I waited tables a long time ago. My husband, who will be the co-owner and chef, has been in the restaurant industry for over 20 years, and the last at least 12 of those was in a management position.
So it's important that you get good training to those wait staff.
Other questions, colleagues?
Motion.
Please.
That we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Ms. Russell, we'll move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Best of luck to you and your husband.
Item 20. The application of Gina Investments Incorporated, doing business Exxon Food Mart, Ahmad Nayani, agent. License request to operate a food store retail package beer and wine at 1161 Ponce de Leon Avenue. This was a change of ownership. Item 20.
My name is Amjad Nayani. Address is 5106 Cobblestone Way, Lilburn, Georgia, Gwinnett County.
Good evening, Mr. Nayani.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Nayani, your fire letter is still pending?
Correct.
Thank you. So you want to make sure that gets to license permits. And Mr. Nayani attended NPUN, as in Nancy, and met with their approval. And Mr. Nayani, have you ever owned a similar kind of establishment before in the city?
Not in Fulton County, but I do have another business in DeKalb.
In DeKalb.
City of Covington, City of Madison.
All right. Have you studied the City of Atlanta's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am.
What chapter did you study?
Chapter 10.
Thank you very much, sir. Questions, colleagues?
Yes. Do you still operate the businesses in the other areas?
Yes, ma'am.
Then how will you plan to be a good neighbor in all of the locations, especially the one that's in Atlanta?
Right now, you know, the manager I have, he's my nephew. And, you know, I trained him. He worked with me at the other place in Jimmy Carter. I have a store in Jimmy Carter. I trained him, then I brought him over here. And then, you know, I'm in and out of the store all the time.
Have you had any problems at any of your locations?
No, ma'am. Recently, Department of Revenue inspected my store in the City of Atlanta that I'm applying license for. And, you know, they came and checked the, you know, they send an undercover to buy alcohol, and we passed that test, and they sent me a letter that, you know, that we did our job.
Yes, ma'am. Other concerns? Let's have a recommendation, please.
I recommend that we send a favorable to the mayor's office.
Second.
Great. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objections? Mr. Nayani, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Thank you. Best of luck.
Item 22. The application of KJP3 LLC, doing business Flat Shows Food Mart, Vivek Lautenkar, agent. License request to operate retail package beer and wine at 1580 Flat Shows Road. This is also a change of ownership. Item 22.
Hello. I'm Mr. Vivek Lautenkar. The address is 2893 Lawrenceville, Georgia, Gwinnett County.
Thank you. Did you get that transcriber? If you could speak a little bit more slowly for us and for the transcriber.
My name is Vivek Ganpat Lautenkar, and the address is 2893 Normandy Ridge, Lawrenceville, Georgia, is Gwinnett County.
Good. Thank you. Lautenkar? Thank you. And your bodyguard?
Not bodyguard. No. I'm his brother.
When you're standing next to him, you're his bodyguard.
No, ma'am. I'm his brother. My name is Hasmukh Mehta, and I stay at 2753 Normandy Ridge, Lawrenceville, Georgia, Gwinnett County.
And give us your name again, slowly.
Hasmukh Mehta.
Spell that last name.
M-E-H-T-A.
H-T-A. Mehta?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Welcome, Mr. Lautenkar. Your fire and building letters seem to be pending.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
That's correct. So you have... You need to make sure that your paperwork gets to license and permits. And Mr. Lautenkar attended NPUW and met with their approval. And Mr. Lautenkar, on Flat Shoals Road, the Flat Shoals Food Mart, have you had experience dealing in this kind of business?
Yes, ma'am.
Where else are your locations?
The location in Texaco Food Mart in East Point.
In East Point.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. And have you studied the City of Atlantis ordinance? Thank you. Colleagues, questions?
Yes. What percentage of your sales do you expect to be in alcohol?
How much, ma'am? We're trying to do more on grocery than the alcohol, but, you know.
Could you give me some idea?
Like 15 to 20% of the alcohol sales than the grocery.
Is that, that's a question here in the application. What number is that? Does anybody have that ready? What number is that, Miles? Do you know?
31.
31.
Yes. Yeah, question 31. 70% versus
30%. 70% would be alcohol?
30% is alcohol.
30%. Okay. Thank you.
You don't sell gas at this location, do you?
Mr. Lotenkar is the agent.
There's no gas over there. Okay. Just the convenience store.
Excellent, excellent.
Do you have problems with persons remaining around your store after they've made their purchase?
Take that again.
Do you have any problems with people standing around your store after they have made their purchase?
No, nobody standing around there. After their purchase, they left.
Other concerns? Questions? Junel, recommendation, please.
Yes. Recommend we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections? Mr. Lotenkar, Mr. Mehta, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you. Thank
Best
you,
of luck.
Thank you.
Item 28, the application of M Squared LLC doing business CrossFit Downtown Atlanta. Michael McLeodis, agent. License request to operate a gymnasium at 215B Chester Avenue, Southeast. This is a new applicant at a new location. Item 28.
Hello, my name is Michael Michaelides. I live at 1084 Mercer Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316, Fulton County. And is there something else I was supposed to say?
No, that's it.
Good, okay.
I was just watching. You had all your gear and everything ready to go.
Well, just in case.
Okay, just in case, and a water bottle and all of that. You look right.
I get that.
Okay. Mr. Pronounce your last
name. You're going to ask him to give you 20? Yeah.
Give him what?
20 push-ups.
That's what I text.
After we're done. Just never know. But anyway, please pronounce your last name for me.
It's Michaelides.
Michaelides.
Michael Michaelides.
I think Mr. Michaelides. Great.
That'd be funny.
Your fire and building letters are pending.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Thank you. And Mr. Michaelides, which ordinance did you study in preparation to open your gym?
No, it's Article 13 and 384 once. I think it's Chapter
30. And what? Speak up a little louder,
please. I'm sorry. Article 13 of Chapter 30.
30.
Yeah.
That's the number we were looking for. Thank you. You got that right. Okay. Thank you. Questions for Mr. Michaelides, colleagues?
How long have you been in the business of managing gymnasiums?
About 2 years now. In my prior life, I was also a store manager when I was in college, and then a consultant, a project management consultant. So kind of always had fitness in my life, and all the worlds have kind of come together now.
Mr. Michaelides, you tend to fade in your voice when you're finishing, so if you could speak a little louder completely so our transcriber could catch everything.
Will do.
Thank you.
What's the most difficult thing about operating a gym?
I would say managing the relationships of the members and making sure that it's a place where all my members can come and have the best hour of their day and not have any kind of drama or stress associated with their experience. Making sure that issues that arrive amongst the members and coaches are managed and fires put out before they become infernos.
I have a question for you. So these are one-hour sessions that you're doing throughout the 5:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. time?
Correct.
Motion.
Please.
That we send a favorable to the mayor's office.
Second it.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Micheletis, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor for your M Squared, CrossFit Downtown, and Chester Avenue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Return to item 10. The application of Octane Coffee Company, LLC, doing business Octane Coffee Bar Art Center, Diane Riffle, agent. License request to operate a restaurant, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 1280 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Suite 100-A. This is an old applicant at a new location. Item 10.
Diane Riffle. I reside at 200 Pearl Street, Southeast, Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, zip code 30316.
Good evening, Ms. Riffle. We're glad you got here.
Thank you. I apologize for being late.
Ms. Riffle, your fire and building letters are still pending?
Madam Chair, that is correct.
Thank you. And Ms. Riffle attended NPUE and met with their approval. Ms. Riffle, you are an old, quote-unquote, applicant moving to a new location. Have you kept up with the city's ordinance?
I absolutely have, yes.
Thank
Chapter
you.
Chapter 10.
Thank you very much, Ms. Riffle. Colleagues, questions?
Where are you moving to, exactly?
This is going to be a new location for us at the Woodruff Arts Center, right in the front of the Memorial Arts Building. So it will be just in the front of the building that houses the Symphony and the Alliance Theater.
Excellent.
And what are your hours?
Our hours will be 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the week, and then 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the weekends.
You going to get enough traffic there on non-symphony days?
Well, you know, we hope that when the theater and the shows start to come back into season that we'll see a few more evening folks there. But, yeah, most of our business so far has been morning business with our soft open.
Do you get a lot of MARTA traffic?
We do, yeah. Yeah, it's for not having really advertised, it's been pretty nice. It's been well received there, so.
How many servers do you expect to have, after a show?
We'll have three people on shift if a show's in season, at least. Mm-hmm. So, and we have all of our bartenders and bartender managers go through tips training.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Other questions or concerns?
And then how will you control the sale of alcohol to any underage persons?
So we will check all IDs. We post that in our store as well, that we check IDs, and all of our managers will train anybody else that is serving, and all of our employees that we hire are of legal age to even serve alcohol. So,
thank you.
Motion?
Please.
That we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any nays? Ms. Riffle, we'll move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members of the board, if there's no additional information being brought to tonight's hearing, this concludes the July 20th, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board.
The hearing is adjourned at 20 of 6. My goodness.
They'll collect me.